Good morning to you, and may you be overwhelmed with God's blessings on today. Welcome to the Line of Fire Prayer Show with Dr. Faye Maureen. Line of Fire is produced by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. Only Believe by Bishop F.A. White and Shekinah opened the show, and we're so happy to have you with us on this morning to our very short 30-minute prayer show. We have a full show for you today, and the line will be open at some point if you do want to call in for prayer, but we thank you for listening in on this morning, and we'll get to our prayer points right after we hear I Need Thee from Anne McCreary and the morning scripture.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh.
Reading on this morning comes from Ephesians 10, verses 10 through 18. Let's hear the reading of the word. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning.
Amen. We thank God for the music, and we thank God for the word. And let's just go to some of our prayer points. We're going to be praying this morning for those survivors of the earthquake in Nepal and those who lost loved ones just all around the world. We're going to be praying for the city of Baltimore, Maryland, and even for Nigeria. So we thank God for what he's doing on the morning. This morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you on this morning. God, we bless you and we thank you for all you have done in our lives. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Hallelujah. New mercies that we see every morning. Lord, we just thank you for this morning. God, we pray specifically, God, for first Nepal. God, look on those people, God, who have survived the tragedy. Look on the workers. Look on the first responders. Look on everyone who's galvanizing themselves around the world to help people in their time of tragedy. First of all, God, let your glory and your honor be seen, Lord. Let people come to Christ, God. Heal the brokenhearted. Lord, heal, God. Send more medicine. Send more doctors into that here that those people may be blessed. But, God, we want people to come to know you and the pardon of your sins. So, most of all, God. Save in Nepal, God. Save some of those people who don't know you, God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, because that's what it's all about, God. Those who don't know you, God, we want them to come come to the knowledge of Christ. God, bless that nation, Ishkadab. Help them to recover and heal them, God, and we thank you. Now, Lord, we also look on Baltimore, Maryland, in the United States, in the unrest and trouble. In the name of Jesus, we come against just this chaos and confusion and unrest and mayhem and rioting in the name of Jesus. But we lose the peace of God, Lord, the strongholds that are over that city, God. Destroy those strongholds now in the name of Jesus, God. Help the saints galvanize to pray and to raise up and to pray, God. Yes, we know there's some practical things to be done, and God, we even ask that you give wisdom to those leaders and those people who will help that city recover, Lord. Bless those people who even lost property, God. Heal them now. Help them to deal with those losses, God. But most of all, we need your peace to come over that city. Let revival break out as a result of this. Lord, even let revival break out in this country. Help the saints to open their eyes and to wake up and have a spirit of prayer. Let a prayer revival overcome the people of God. Help us to wake up and say yes, Lord, and begin to pray and to begin to see things in the future that we may bind and forbid and paralyze and evict things in the future. Evict things from even from around our surroundings, but forbid and paralyze things from even happening in the future. God, bless that city. Send your peace, God. And we continue to pray for Nigeria, those girls that have been locked up by these terrorists. But God, we thank you for rescuing some of them. Continue to rescue, God, the rest of those women. God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for blessing us on this morning. Bless your people. Bless your people everywhere, God. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So that was just the first set of prayer points. And now we're going to go to one of our guests, prayers as I call them, Voices of the Nation. We're going to hear now from Prophetess Anita Snowden, who's going to be praying for healing as well.
And we thank God to have with us on the Line of Fire prayer show on this morning a dynamic woman of God from Georgia, Prophetess Anita Snowden. So we've asked her to come on and just to pray for us and to pray for our listening audience. So we're going to allow our Prophetess Snowden to go ahead and pray for us on this morning. We're in your hands, Prophetess Snowden.
Father, we thank you right now. God, we thank you because you made a promise as we wake up, new mercies that we'll see. God, grace us with your presence on today and every day from eternity time until you come back. God, right now we're loosing out a special prayer on those of a broken heart. God, we're loosing right now healing. Let your healing virtue from the throne come in those people that have a broken heart, not from the church, but from human nature. God, we know that we have encountered disappointments. God, we have encountered people that have let us down and people that we have looked up to but have stomped on our neck. God, we bind the enemy right now on every hand. God, rebuke death. Death is a disappointment in the nature of this earth. God, we ask you right now to heal our land right now. Right now, God, we're asking because death has permeated the atmosphere among your people. And in the church, we know that in the pulpit, God, that we are dropping dead because death has took a hold of us. And God, we want you to rebuke death. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we don't want any more disappointments. God, we ask you right now to loose healing. Oh, God, we ask cancer right now. We ask you right now to choke the cancer in the body of Christ. Fibroid tumors in the womb of the woman. God, right now we ask you to loose right now that no more abortions take place. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that we will carry to our full term in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you right now that you will loose your hold on the people of God. Open up the windows of heaven that we will have no room to receive your blessings, God. Rain down on your people in the church, God. We have been saddened by what we see in the pulpit. Pastors hurting our hearts, oh God. Shepherds are fleecing the sheep, God. God, put your hands down right now in the midst of the church, God, and stir up the gift of God. Open our eyes and open our ears that we be no more tossed to and fro, going from every wind and doctrine, feeding off of things that will be cavities to our teeth. God, making us rotten within inside. God, iron out our bridal gown, God, so we may be ready to walk down the aisle. And when you crack the sky, we'll be able to have power to get up. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open our eyes, God. Open our ears that we may hear you calling us, that we may see you walking down the aisle and waiting for us, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, renew our minds. Stir up the gift that's within us. God, we know that our time is short on this earth, God, and we need a word from you. Our souls are in a desert place, God, and we need to hear a word from you. God, the church is in an apostatic way, and God, we need you to draw us back. You say you wish that we were neither hot nor cold, because if we are lukewarm, you will spew us out of your mouth. God, we don't need that. Right now, we need to draw nigh to you and you to us. You say that you are the vine, and without you, we are nothing. God, we want to come back to you. We want that 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek your face. God, give us a seeker. Give us a deeper revelation of your word that we may come back. And God, we won't fail to give your name the praise. We won't be thieves. We won't be robbers. But God, we'll give you all the glory, because we already know it's already yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess Snowden, we thank you so much for calling in and for praying with us and for us on this morning. And you're listening to the Line of Fire Prayer Show, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. Thank you so much, Prophetess Snowden.
Oh,
we will
you're
talk
welcome.
To you soon.
Yes.
Early Sunday morning worship. Join us at Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, where yours truly is the founder and pastor. Prayer, power, and preaching with miracles, signs, and wonders. We are located at 192-18 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. Our Sunday celebration begins at 7:30 a.m., and Sunday school follows our morning celebration. Thursday evening, we have prayer beginning at 6:30 p.m., and Empowerment Zone teaching begins at 6:45 p.m. Join us for fellowship and for worship. We look forward to greeting you at Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ. And our Voices of the Nations continues on the Line of Fire Prayer Show, which is sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. We will now hear from Prophet Moses Isusu from Kenya praying for the church.
This is Reverend Moses Isusu from Living Bread International Church. Thank God that I'm here right now to offer a prayer, and I will pray for the revival and the restoration for the end time church. This is the time that the church shall live according to the God's word and hear the voice of God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for the first commandment to be restored in the hearts of believers, so that many believers shall understand the first commandment and the meaning of the first commandment in their hearts. They will love God, their God, with all their hearts. And God, I'm praying for the characteristic of the church in the book of Acts will be restored to the church. People will live like apostles. People will do things in one accord. People will love one another. Great believers will be adding church to church every now and then. They will pray together. They will share whatever they have. They will share the word of God. They will share their faith. They will share their bread. And everything will work perfectly. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the church which Jesus returns will be glorious and blameless and the church will keep its destiny and will keep the word of God, will keep the commandment of God. They will walk according to the status and the standards of God, and they will be righteousness men that will wait for their bridegroom to come and take them. In the name of Jesus Christ, God Jehovah, I'm praying for the tabernacle of David. It will be restored once again to the church before the coming of Jesus Christ. People will offer their praise. People will offer their worship. People will love their God, my Father, and God will say, "This is the people of my heart." I'm praying for the end time church to become a house of prayer for all nations. People will love the house of God. People will come to intercede. Many Christians will enter into the churches now and then to pray and to worship God. They will do all the kind of prayers. They will worship God. They will fast. They will offer thanksgiving with anything God they will be having in their heart. I'm praying for the end time church. God will become a mighty army who will participate in God's end time events. People will do things in their love according to the word of God. They will not assist God, but they will do with God. They will partner with God. And I pray, God Jehovah, in the end time church will develop a breeder identity. God Jehovah, you will make a church to be a place where people will come and identify, where Christians and believers will identify that the breeder will be coming, and they will offer the message to people. They will pass the message to people. They will pray. They will get ready. They will prepare the church to be taken by the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ. And Father, I'm praying that the end time church will partner with God for the destiny of Israel. They will discover that Israel is their destiny. They will pray for the Jews. They will pray for the Christians. They will keep the history of our nation, the holy nation of God, that God has put everything as an Israel, where the map of the world, where the map of God is for the Christianity. And I pray, God, my Father, that all Christians will stand for Israel, will stand for Jerusalem, will offer prayers for all intercessors, and we will keep the creation of God in the beginning to be maintained the way they were created. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying that the church will come out of compromise and religious ritual. People will be serious with the word of God. People will be serious with the Christianity. People will be serious with whatever they are doing, God, according to the word of God. There will be no compromising. Many souls will come to Christ. Many sinners will get saved, and many will discover that there is power, there is Christ who died for them, and he was raised from death. And I'm praying, God, my Father, that the end time church will live in a great unity with one another. The greatest love will be poured into the hearts of the saints, into the hearts of believers, and every believer will love with one another. People will love their children. People will love their family. And I'm praying the joy of God will cover every church to be at the right place. People will admire to pray. People will admire to offer their services and their hours to go and worship their God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and believe. Amen.
There's an army rising up, calling all Kojic saints to volunteer for the Missions Army. Bishop Vincent Matthews and the World Missions Department request your assistance. There is an assignment for you. Follow Kojic World Missions on Facebook or go to www.kojic.org website and click on Ministries and look for the Missions icon. Thank you, and we look forward to your support.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments. 3 moments, a storm you didn't ask for, you have been rejected, and in times, scars fade, pain lessens. A storm you didn't ask for. You may be in the middle of Euroclydon, the story of Acts 27. A storm you didn't ask to go through. But you will get to Rome, your place of destiny. And along the way, God will demonstrate his might and power with signs and wonders following you. You have been rejected. You, your message, and methods may have been rejected, but God will send you to new places and to those who are waiting for you. This is the hour of your new assignment, new covenants, new friendships, and many will look like you and some will be multilingual. In time, scars fade, pain lessens. In time, scars fade, pain lessens. Recently, I had a bad fall, scrapes, bruises. I hurt my knee. At the impact of the injury or when I sustained the various wounds, it was very painful. I noticed that as time passed by, I saw the scars, but my ability to manage the pain and discomfort improved. We will all experience hurt, pain, and wounds. We will stumble, fail, and yes, even fall. Get up and let God soothe the scars and heal the pain. 90 Seconds of Inspirational Moments, Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
And you're tuning in to the Line of Fire Prayer Show, which is sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. After this brief announcement from Saturday Night Sunday School, we're going to do our last prayer points, and then we'll sign off. Saturday Night Sunday School with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday School every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Central. The number is 1-605-475-3235. Again, that number is 605-475-3235, and the access code 170-045-pound. The access code, once again, is 170-045-pound. If you are on Facebook, you can look them up at Illinois First, page number 2. And if you have not had the opportunity ever to join Saturday Night Sunday School, I would strongly encourage you to do so. The lessons are taught by outstanding teachers from around the U.S., and the audience listens in from all over the world. That's Saturday Night Sunday School with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Amen. Let's go to our next prayer points. And again, the line has been open the entire show, but let's go to our next prayer points. We just want to pray for college students, graduate professional students, as they come to the end of the semester, and pray for just general protection. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just thank you for your presence that's been with us on this morning. Lord Jesus, I pray for the students, college students, graduate professional students, Lord, as they enter into finals, as some of them are completing graduation requirements, as others are trying to write papers and do big research projects. God, bless these, your college students. Help them to push to the end. Some who may be tired, some who may be discouraged. We bind and rebuke just discouragement. We lose hope against hope. We lose blessings, God. Give them the wisdom of how to take care of themselves, God, and how to manage their time, God. Bless them as they go. And even on today, God, I pray general protection. You said in the 91st division of Psalms that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the people of God shall be blessed. We bind accidents. We bind just kind of mishaps in the name of Jesus, God. Loose protection, loose peace that passes all understanding around your people, God. Open their eyes and their ears that they may be alert. Help them be sober and be vigilant, God. Protect these, your people. Protect the people of God. And those who don't know you as the pardon of their sins, who have listened in to this broadcast, God, help them to know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And all they have to do is agree with John 3:16 that you sent your son for our sins, and just to ask you for forgiveness, to forgive and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins, and God, I want to accept you in my heart. And God, help them to realize that you're soon to come, and we thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank you so much for tuning in to the Line of Fire Prayer Show, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. We'll be on twice a month, and the prayer line will always be open. We'll have Voices of the Nation's guests who will also offer prayer for us, but the prayer line is always open. But we thank you, those of you who listen in today, and those of you who will listen on demand. Be blessed, and may the blessings of the Lord overwhelm you. As Jessica Reedy takes us out singing, Put It on the Altar. Be blessed.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, 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 let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months, you had it.
under the stress and you need to